Welcome to this, the first of our online services for the period when our churches are closed. Each week, there'll be a short service, which my son Sam, church organist at Newquay, will help me to create. So it's welcome from me.
And it's welcome from him.
I've emailed you some material for this service, but not all of it. Most of you will know quite a lot of the prayers by heart. With services on radio or television, some of us are probably joiners in, singing along with songs of praise or Dechrau Canu, Dechrau Canmol. Some of us prefer just to listen. It'll be the same with this, I'm sure. It's an experiment for all of us, so all feedback is gratefully received. We begin with When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.
I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and poor content. Should boast, save in the death of Christ my God, all the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. From his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did as such love and sorrow spreads o'er his body on the tree, then I am dead to all the globe and all the globe is dead to me. Demands my soul, my life, my whole.
We wouldn't often these days sing that fourth verse of When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, with its explicit reference to the blood of Christ as a crimson robe, but it's appropriate for this Passion Sunday, the day when we focus especially on the suffering of our Lord. Today especially, we remember the price which Jesus paid so that we might be forgiven for our sins.
Let us confess our sins to Almighty God.
Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought, word and deed, and have failed to do what we ought to have done. We are sorry and truly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and lead us in his way to walk as children of light. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us and set us free from sin. Strengthen us in goodness and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Collect for Passion Sunday. Most merciful God, who, by the death and resurrection of your Son Jesus Christ, delivered and saved the world, grant that, by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Today's Gospel reading is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 11, verses 17 to 44. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home.
Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him."
"Your brother will rise again."
"I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day."
"I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?"
"Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world."
When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately,
"The teacher is here and is calling for you."
And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her, because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there.
When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved.
"Where have you laid him?"
"Lord, come and see."
Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him."
But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?"
Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. "Take away the stone."
"Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead 4 days."
"Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?"
So they took away the stone.
"Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." "Lazarus, come out!"
The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them,
"Unbind him and let him go." May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. When all this is over, I can't help thinking that what most of us will want is not so much to go back to work as to have a holiday. Anything to get away from the same four walls we're going to be looking at for the next several weeks, however long it is. One of the places on my holiday go back to list is Rome. I've been there a few times, but always working as a singer, usually giving 3 performances a day. And with a schedule like that, you can't begin to scratch the surface of all the wonders you can see in that city. But of all the marvels I have seen there, I think my favourite is probably the Ponte Sant'Angelo, the Bridge of the Holy Angels. Each support of the bridge is capped with a wonderfully carved angel, originally designed by the sculptor Bernini. It's an appropriate image for this Passion Sunday, because each angel carries an item from the story of the crucifixion, including the ones which caused our Lord such pain. One angel holds the whips with which Christ was scourged by the soldiers, one holds the cross itself, one the crown of thorns, and one the spear with which his side was pierced. To see these instruments of torture in the hands of the angels is a troubling and an arresting thing. But the suggestion is clear, that God in Christ wills the suffering of the cross for our salvation. As the old hymn puts it, "Yet cheerful he to suffering goes, that he his foes from thence might free." It is Christ's purpose to bear the pain of dying, including the separation from his Father, that you and I might be spared the same pain. I was reminded again of the Ponte Sant'Angelo by some words from George Herbert's poem Prayer, which I briefly referred to in a sermon a couple of weeks, or what now seems like a lifetime ago. Those of you with email should have received a copy of the poem from me. When I last touched on it, Jane said to me that it was impossible to take it in the time that I'd given to it, so I want to give it a bit more time today. She was quite right. It's not an easy poem. It's complicated and challenging. It's not an easy poem, and it's not meant to be. It's meant to be something that you have to think about and to reflect on, and then to come back and think and reflect on again. And if you do that reflection seriously, you will inevitably end up praying. The poem is not so much about prayer. It is prayer. It starts with the single word, prayer. And thereafter, every phrase of it is something that Herbert says prayer is. And the most difficult of those phrases is the one that reminded me of the Ponte Sant'Angelo. Prayer, says Herbert, is the Christ side-piercing spear. On this Passion Sunday, we are reminded that you cannot exclude the cross of Christ from your understanding of prayer, because it is the cross of Jesus that makes Christian prayer possible. It is at the moment of Jesus' dying that the curtain of the temple is torn in two, so that you and I may have the access to the holy place that was previously denied, that joyfully we can sing, "What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer," but never forgetting what a price was paid for that privilege. In the poem, prayer involves all the senses. You can taste it and smell it, like the most beautiful, delicate meal you've ever eaten. It is a rich banquet of exalted manna in the land of spices. You wouldn't bolt down a meal like that, would you? You'd taste it slowly and savour it. You have to give yourself time to pray. Time to sense that you're in the presence of God. The psalmist says both these things, "Oh, taste and see how gracious the Lord is, and be still and know that I am God." And just as prayer is like a lovely taste or scent, so in the poem it is something like something beautiful to the eyes, the Milky Way, the bird of paradise. And something thrilling to the ears, a kind of tune which all things see and hear, and then church bells beyond the stars heard. This movement between earth and heaven, between God and man, is the central miracle of prayer. In prayer, says Herbert, heaven is dressed in ordinary. The 6 days' world is transposed within an hour. The 6 days world is where we go about our business, live our ordinary lives, go to work, come home, go to bed, do the garden, dig the weeds, kick the cat. But in the single hour of prayer, these things are all transposed into a different key. You may have seen the recent version of John Lennon's Imagine, performed in sequence by several big-name movie stars. It's gone viral on the internet. They've done it, bless them, to cheer us up in this time of trial, and it really does make you smile through the hilarity of its sheer awfulness, each one of them earnestly singing the song to camera in his or her own key. "Prayer transposes," said Herbert. "In musical terms, it sets everything in the right key. Or to put it another way, it puts all our busy self-importance into its proper perspective. Stop," says prayer. "Be still," it says. "Taste and see how gracious the Lord is. Listen to the tune which all things see and hear. Make in your heart a pilgrimage to the holy place, and there you will experience the softness and peace and joy and love and bliss which comes from communion with God. Amen."
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often spend we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? Should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every laden, cumbered with a load of care. Precious Saviour, steal our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Lord in prayer, in his arms he'll take and shield thee, thou wilt find a solace we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we offer. just burn me there. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
We just thought, with what we're all going through at the moment, you might like cheering up a bit. And now it's time for the Lord's Prayer. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, and in the language of our choice, we are bold to say, En tad, rhanoite na nevoith, sancteria de enw, deled de dernas, gwnela de wychlis, megis yn y nef, fechli ar y ddear hefyd, dyro ni heddiw ein bara beinyddiol, byddai i ni ein dyledion, fel y maddeiwn ni nai ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwain ni y brofedigaeth, eitha gwared ni rhag drwg. Can ei seiddo ti o'r dernas a'r gallu a'r gogoliant yn oes oes oedd. Amen. Thank you to all of you who've sent us names for special prayer this week. Please do keep them coming in. We pray first for all those who are finding it especially difficult being confined to their homes, for whatever reason, and for those who are fearful.
We pray especially for children confined at home, and for those who try to educate, entertain and support them.
And then we pray for people linked to our different congregations.
From New Quay, especially for Edwina and Richard Uwanek and Lorraine de Roy.
From Llandysilio Gogo for Sal Jenkins and Tidir and Mera Jones.
From Llangrannog for George and Anne Siddle and for Glenys and Mike Simmons.
From Cross Inn, we pray especially for Ian and Judith, Linda and Bob Page, Kath Hollick, Andy Brown and Lee Thomas.
From Penbryn, we pray especially for Sue Bowman, Judith Lee, Hazel Alexander, Glyn Harris, Mayor Morris, Joan Draper, Beryl Painting and Henrietta Painting Robinson.
And from Llanina, especially for Dave and Sheila Roberts. Lord, be with these dear ones and all who care for them. Bless those also whom now we name in the quietness of our hearts, from amongst our families and friends. Keep them safe and well, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
One of the things we said we would like to try, before we were so rudely interrupted, was singing together in English and Welsh at the same time.
We've heard of places where it's been done, with a singer in English on one microphone and a singer in Welsh on another. So that's what we're going to try and do today with our final hymn. Here is Love Vast as the Ocean in English, and in Welsh, Dyna Gariad fel y Moroedd. Do join in. Good luck, everybody. What could possibly go wrong?
Dyna Gariad fel y Tostir iaith a fel y llu, dwys a nyn pyr yn marw, maru bryd yn bywyd ni. Pwych mae diach of amdano, pwych mae diach raith i glwyd, dyma gariad nad anagom, trafod nefydd wyn yn bwyd. Ar galfariad yr ymrwygodd, hoch yn hon ar defnir mawr, torodd hoch ar gai ar nefydd, oedd yn gyfen hyd yn ar. Gras a chariad megis diliw, yn ymdywacht ymanghyd, a chyfion yr pyr a heddwch, yn cysyn i eog fi. Pwy ach, pwy diolch o fi amdano, travel liveth when on board.
And now may the love of Christ go with you wherever he may send you.
May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm.
May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you.
May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you all evermore. Amen. Amen.